listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for your support of The Coffee Hour. You can find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu. I have two guests in studio with me today. We're going to talk about Lutheran education in St. Louis, and the impact it makes on kids in St. Louis, and also a fun event coming up very shortly where you can also support the work that goes on in St. Louis to bring Jesus to children in Lutheran elementary schools. So joining me today is Amy Colvin, Director of Fund Development and Marketing with LISA, which is the Lutheran Elementary School Association here in St. Louis. Thanks for joining me today, Amy.
Thanks so much for having us.
And also Mark Debrick, Principal of Zion Lutheran School in St. Charles, Missouri. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So we're going to tell some stories today about Lutheran education. I really appreciate the Lutheran education I had. I've like K through, I don't know what grade I'm in now, like 17th or 18th grade at this point, all Lutheran education. And so I really appreciate Lutheran education. And I know LISA does a great job of supporting that education here in St. Louis. And I'm excited to share the story of Zion in St. Charles because I don't know that I know much about what happens at Zion and St. Charles, so this is really exciting. And Mark, we'll start with you. Tell us about the community that Zion serves in St. Charles.
So we're, like you said, in St. Charles, so we're right there, suburban community of St. Louis, and so we have a great community there. It's a great place because there's other Lutheran schools in St. Charles, so we all kind of work together and feed into Lutheran High St. Charles, which is a great school also. So it's fun to see we're there. I always say we can't throw a rock in St. Charles without hitting a Lutheran. So there's Lutherans there, and there's a lot of support in that community.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there are a lot of Lutherans in St. Charles, which is good. That's good for you to bring people into the school.
It is really good. And we do, obviously, we have a lot of Lutherans in our school, but yet we're open to all people. And about 75% of our student body is from our congregation. We have one single congregation that supports us. Other schools in St. Charles is just the opposite. So it's kind of fun to see that, too. But yeah, we're happy to have those kids there.
Yeah. Tell us more about the actual school, Zion St. Charles, the families that you serve, the teachers, the classes. Tell us all those details, too.
So we have students that start at 18 months. ELP, early learning, we go through there and we go through eighth grade. We have up to 10 classrooms of early childhood of those ELP and preschool, the 3 and 4 year olds, and then they lead into kindergarten. We have two sections of every grade, kindergarten through eighth grade. So all of those kids then get to come in and hear about the word of Jesus. And I think more importantly, they get to see that gospel and that word of Jesus modeled by their teachers. We've blessed with, I always say that this is the best staff I've ever worked with. And I guess I'm supposed to say that as the principal at Zion, but it's really the truth. And they are good. They're dedicated. They love kids. They love what they're doing and they make it great. And we have a handful of teachers that went to Zion. So that graduated from Zion and have moved on and went to Concordia somewhere and have come back to teach at Zion. So I love that legacy part. I've been there long enough now. I'm seeing former students bringing their kids to Zion.
Oh, wow.
And that's kind of fun. And one little girl that she always comes up in first grader and gives me a hug and says, "You are my mommy's teacher." So that's, I enjoy that, seeing that and seeing those kids move through.
That's also, that's adorable. Also maybe makes you feel a little like you've been there for a while.
Yes. We can feel that way, but
that's really cool,
the truth,
though.
Too.
Yeah. That kind of legacy at a Lutheran school is really incredible for those kids to know that about their parents, that this was important to them and it's important for their kids too.
Exactly. It is. It is a great legacy. And I love promoting that and seeing those things and just living that with them too. And it really does make a great difference. Sometimes they look so much like their parents as youngsters that it makes me get confused also, but that's okay.
That is funny. What do school days look like for the kids at Zion? And I know that's probably different depending on the age group, but what is that kind of flow of daily life or daily rhythm at Zion?
So there's all kinds of activities, and I think the teachers kind of know when I walk through classrooms, I love seeing kids be in action and kids learning. Education's changed so much over the years, and when I first started teaching, it was about me standing in front and teaching what they called teaching at that time and telling stories and teaching the lesson. Now that's that's really not acceptable. And because we want the kids to be learning, and we've just figured out a lot of different ways that kids learn. And now all Lutheran schools have figured that out, and you can see that. But we try to have the kids be active in their own learning through, if it's through technology or if it's through learning, collaboration, and they're working together, because that's what they're going to be doing their whole life. So we mm-hmm. want to try to do those things. Kids are going to have fun doing that too. Yesterday, I spent my afternoon washing kindergartners' feet, because as they were learning and learning how they serve others, and mm-hmm. we painted their feet and made footprints, and then we got to wash and do that. So even one little boy told me, "This is really gross. I thought I wanted to be a principal, but I don't think I do now." Oh, no. So we'll keep working on him. He'll be a principal one day, I'm sure, as we work through those things. But so there's a lot of different activities, and it's important for those kids to enjoy learning mm-hmm. because they're going to be learning their whole life. Mm-hmm. That those days of teaching kids what they need to know in school is gone, because the society and times change so quickly. Mm-hmm. We need to teach them to love learning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. What is that relationship like with you being, because you're a principal, but you also teach in a classroom? Is that what I'm picking up?
No, I don't. I just filled in. I just came in. They had me come in. I get to come in and do the fun things.
Oh, of course. A perk of being a principal. What is that relationship like for you, though, being a principal with all of these kids of different age ranges? What is that relationship building like for you to be part of that formation of children in school?
Well, relationships are the most important thing we can do, and they need to know that we're there for them, and that we love them, and that Jesus loves them, and that we're always going to be there. So sometimes it's for me to be the disciplinarian, and that principal is hard for me sometimes, because I'd rather smile and give them a high five and find out who won the baseball game last night mm-hmm. so that they played in. But we can do that too, and we have ways to do that. And that relationship, if we have that relationship, then it's easier to be that disciplinarian in a lot of ways, because they're going to listen to what's going on and what's happening. And if they do come to my office, this is what's going to have to happen. We will have a prayer. We do talk about how they're forgiven. And then we check in on them the next few days too, so they make sure that I know what you did was wrong, but I'm still there. I'm your biggest cheerleader. So mm-hmm. We're going to be there. So that relationship and that gospel message is really important along the way.
Yeah, I think that's what makes Lutheran education so unique, that all of the ways that you get the repentance and forgiveness and that model that you're able to teach the kids, and that'll stick with them for the rest of their lives, hopefully.
Exactly. And that's how we want them to act and treat their friends. So mm-hmm. we need to treat them that way also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell us some other ways that Zion is a unique place for kids to learn, and especially to learn about Jesus, being in this Lutheran educational space.
So I think a lot of that, we kind of talked about that legacy mm-hmm. that's there, and we're a family school, and we try to relate to families and make decisions to help families out as much as we can. And we are, I think all Lutheran schools, and you'll see throughout our LISA organization and all the schools that support there, is that family network is really mm-hmm. important. For me to call up a parent to say, you know, this is what I'm seeing, and they know who I am, and that's really important. And it's important for those Lutheran schools. They get to be able to do that. So that family atmosphere is pretty important to us.
Yeah, absolutely. And talking about LISA, what does that partnership look like between Zion and LISA in St. Louis?
So they're there for us. They're there to help and support through development times and teacher PD times, and we get to do that, administrator PD times that I get to attend. But then they're there through to help us out with scholarships and, mm-hmm. and to support in a lot of different ways, and a lot of robotics type support and things like that too that LISA helps out with.
You mentioned robotics. I need to know more about this.
So Amy can talk about that too a little bit through the LISA and what they've done. And we try to use technology when we can, and we'd go through the robotics.
Right. We have a program, our STEM program, which is blossoming. That's one of our support services that we provide for the schools. And we fund it sometimes. We also provide some of the, we're doing some of the leagues that are going, the people are going through and so that they can do and compete. Plus we provide Legos and we provide all the things that maybe the schools can't provide for themselves and that we can support. And it's an, or it's a, we do all kinds of support, but STEM seems to be the one that kind of both the schools are looking for and our folks that support the schools are looking to support. They feel that that's where, I guess, the future of education is, as well as the future of careers are, and in stimulating the brains to do those things and encouraging that through hands-on learning that Mark was referencing earlier, to really experience that and not just look at it in a textbook and try to know the X's and the O's, which are also important, but not as important as being able then to connect it to a real life project. And so we're so happy to support those kinds of things that the school, that make the schools, that just enhance the schools that are already doing a great job, but enhance the work that they're doing to try to put out, because list of schools, yes, we're known for the families, we're known, but we're also known for the academic excellence, right? And my children were in Lutheran schools. I absolutely know about the academic excellence. And we hear a lot of stories from families that stop at eighth grade and then they go to public school. And the kids are so far in advanced of in the freshman classes, you know, so they're a little bored because they've already. And so we know that excellence is there, and anything that we can do as a as an RSO or the LCMS and our mission to help promote academic excellence in an atmosphere in which we also can share the gospel is just the best opportunity to be in ministry.
Absolutely. And we'll tell more of those stories after our quick break. We're talking about Lutheran education in the St. Louis area. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others. To live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world. To live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth. I'm talking with Amy Colvin, Director of Fund Development and Marketing with the Lutheran Elementary School Association here in St. Louis, and Mark Debrick, Principal of Zion Lutheran School in St. Charles. And we've been just telling these wonderful stories about how Zion really makes a difference for kids' lives in St. Charles. And Amy, before we went to break, you started talking about how Lisa is involved in this in a really cool robotics program that I would like to be a part of, quite honestly. I mean, like the adult version of the robotics program in elementary school. That would be really fun. But we've talked with about Lisa before and the difference that you make, but I want to highlight this again because the work that you do with supporting Lutheran education here is just really incredible. So tell us about the work and the mission of Lisa.
Yeah, so the mission of Lisa is kind of a three-legged stool. We're a piece of the puzzle for the success of the schools. And we've been doing it now. This is our 20th year.
Wow.
And I'm hearing, as I go into investigating the 20th year, I get to hear the stories from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And they really started with nothing, with a dream to figure out how to support the schools and what was it that they could do. And so obviously tuition assistance was the first leg of that stool that people developed how to give access to that education that people might not be able to afford. And if it, initially it was in the city schools, and then it went to the county, and then it went across the rivers. So we're on both sides of the river now, and in both, so it's Metro St. Louis and 36 schools, 32 elementaries and four high schools. So that it has been how we have grown, and that tuition assistance is a huge piece. In 20 years, $7.3 million have been given away.
Wow.
To over 4,100 students in that time. And it's just such a blessing. And as I said, I talked to the founders some of the other day, the founding CEO, Chuck Conover, and the founding board president, Jack Gerber. And I asked them, did you ever dream that you'd be giving away? Currently, it's over it's $566,000 for 23, 24
Wow.
in tuition assistance. And they said, no, we can never dream that, you know, that that would happen. And so, but that's what God does, right? Mm-hmm. That's what God does. It takes the start and puts it into a situation that you never could dream of. Mm-hmm. It's so much better. And that's what has happened with Lisa. Just totally cultivated in the gospel and working towards how we help the schools. And so that's the tuition assistance piece. We also do, and Mark referred to it a lot, the educational resources. That's what we call our division, is educational resources. And so we do things like support with STEM projects. We do the administrator and teacher development as well, professional development and curriculum. A huge part of a piece of our puzzle is curriculum development. Every year we sit down and take this year's social studies and PE, and we'll develop a faith-based curriculum that the schools can use. Now, Mark can address that if how much you use it in the schools. It's not the, you know, the good thing about the schools is they have that independence to choose their curriculum, obviously, but the faith-based piece is what we're proud of. And all. So we have the teachers who volunteered to do it for us, and then put it together, and then that is good for 3 years that they can. And then the faith-based piece is something that we're awfully proud of and to put together. Mm-hmm. So the curriculum, and then of course we have actually marketing support is our third piece of the stool. And so we collaborate with the marketing directors throughout the, again, the schools run independently, so a lot of them have their own marketing directors and things like that, because obviously their contexts are so different.
Right.
The churches are different, you know, everything is different.
Mm-hmm.
But so they need their context, but we work together, collaborate about how, what can we do better, what are the resources that we can use on a, what is out there, what is available, and also trying to, we look at it from a 10,000 foot level is what I always say.
Yeah.
And we're trying to promote all the schools. We're promoting Lutheran education and how much it is a bargain and an opportunity out there to find traditional education for folks that are looking for that, as well as academic excellence. So we're so happy to be able to showcase and spotlight that, and also talk about how prevalent and available it is in our metro area. I think a lot of people don't realize that there's kind of a Lutheran school all around most corners.
Yeah.
You were talking about St. Charles. There's every corner. I think there was so, because you said there's so many Lutherans. We have a lot of schools in a short area in St. Charles. Illinois, it's a little spread out, a little bit from Bethalto down to Redbud, a little, you know, that's pretty spread out area. And then we have the most, of course, in the St. Louis County, but when we're all over the place from North County to South County and West County, we're just all over. So we're proud to represent that and proud to let people know how much is accessible to them.
Yeah, that's a lot of work that you guys do, and really great work to support all of these Lutheran schools in the area with the kids themselves, with the tuition, and supporting the families and the educators themselves with all of the development that you're able to do and the marketing for the schools. I mean, you're hitting every level here to really support the education that's happening that we all really believe is really, really critical for these kids to be able to have. So it's really great to be able to share those stories. And I'd love to know if you have stories from students or families about the difference that the work that Lisa does has made in their lives.
Sure. Trying to pick one is always the challenge.
You can tell more than one.
But, you know, the first one that comes to mind is a family that they really have four children. It's a single mom, and a lot has changed in their lives. And they had children from high school to preschool, and they wanted to have access to Lutheran education, and they just didn't know how they would do that. And each year, it becomes a little bit more, can we do this again? But they knew that for them, it was the right step, and that the mother wanted that smaller classroom size, and then the character education and all the things that go with what we do. And so was able to apply and qualified for our scholarship program. And so she wrote us a letter this year after she was able to go to something at school, and just came home and said, I'm just counting my blessings every moment, because thank you to Lisa for providing my family opportunities to be in the atmosphere that they can grow and to be the people that I dream of them being, and that I know that they can be through the work of God. And so those are the kinds of things that you go, okay, then maybe we'll do this another day.
Right,
you know,
right.
One time we can keep going, because one family has been changed by that work and by the work of those that are supporting us.
Yep.
I mean, we can talk about those 20 years and the dream and what God has done, but also the folks that have also dreamed and how they can support Lutheran education over the years. And 20 years is a testament to the success of those that have been dedicated to it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And there was a recent Post-Dispatch article in our local paper about how Lutheran schools are really thriving in this area, which is a really great thing to read about.
It was. So we were so, again, God took a seed and just blossomed. Mm-hmm. I've been only on the staff since May, and I got there and they said, oh yeah, we've been growing for like 3 years. It's like, well, how doesn't anybody know that? You know, and all the schools, there are schools that are losing the population as well, but as a LISA conglomerate of our 36 schools, it's growing, and it's growing at 3% a year. And since 2019, it's grown 19% as
That's
a district.
Amazing.
It is amazing. And so it's a story that needed to be told. And so once we got the numbers in for 23-24, we sent out a press release, and then they had a new education reporter at the Post-Dispatch, and who actually happens to be an alum.
Oh,
Monica
wow.
Udovic is an alum of Green Park Entry. And when she left in the early 2014s, something like that, the school was kind of at a low ebb. It didn't have the population that it does now. And so that made her very curious what has happened. And so she pursued the story, and we had Laura Montgomery, our director of educational resources, and I had an interview with her, and we were just waiting and we provided a couple of other names that she could talk to, and we were just waiting to see how the story would go. And then all of a sudden, we found out they were going to Lutheran South and talking to them, and it became this huge feature story that then became the front page of the Sunday paper.
Yeah.
And so it was not anything like we could have imagined. We wanted to get the story out, and I kept saying to all the people in the media, I was like, don't you want to tell a good education story?
Right.
There's a lot of really bad stories out there, and it's sad, but here's a really good story of people getting to hear the gospel as well as growing in their educational excellence. Mm-hmm. And so, can we tell that story? And finally, we got to tell it, and we were so thrilled with what God did with that.
Yeah, it's just amazing. What a great way to share what's been happening with all of those LISA schools and with all of the work that you guys do. And you mentioned you're an RSO, Recognized Service Organization of the LCMS. How is all of this work supported? Where do all these funds come from?
Individuals and some corporations and grants and all of that thing. But we are an organization that has been faithfully supported by individuals.
Yeah.
So much. If you look at any of our sponsorship, it's about the individuals who believe in education along the way and who believe in the mission and what LISA can do above and beyond to support the schools, and especially I think the financial assistance. That mm-hmm. that rings in a lot of people's hearts, of course, to be able to give people that access that they might not otherwise have. And we can, for those that apply, and we can 100% support the tuition, or 100% that apply for that are, you know, Medicaid eligible. So our lower income folks we certainly support, but we support a lot of middle income folks. My family was a LISA scholarship recipient when we were at Salem Afton a few years ago, because we went down to one income. Mm-hmm. And so we had two children in school. And if it's 10% above your adjusted gross income and your tuition rate, you can apply and qualify for the LISA scholarship. So we help a broad spectrum of people, and again, provide that access that other people might not provide, but those individuals that have been so faithful for so long.
Yeah. And you guys run events in order to raise these funds. One of them is coming up on April 13th, which is very soon.
Yes.
And we just have a couple of minutes left,
sure.
But give us the details of if people would like to support by attending this event, how they can support, and all the fun things that are happening.
A Night for Kids, our annual auction. Our theme is the 20s for the 20th. So we're having the Roaring 20s theme.
I love it.
And so lots of fun for that, so that we celebrate our 20th. And folks can either donate auction items, or they can come to the event, and it's going to be a fun night. We'll have the silent auction. We'll have drawings. We'll have the live auction. And most importantly, we'll have the paddle raise for scholarships. This is a night for scholarships, so folks can just donate straight to that. We always talk about how we're so thankful that we'd be able to give away $500,000 in scholarship support, but there are 500 applications that we don't consider every year because we don't, the funding runs out. Mm-hmm. And so there's so much need. And as our schools grow and they're thriving, that need is going to grow. So we get to spend that night, and it's always a night where people come together in fellowship and support the schools. And anybody that wants to donate or attend, they can go to lisastl.org. And sign up today until April 4th.
Till April 4th. We will put that link in our show notes as well so people can find it easily. And this has been such a fun time learning more about Zion and St. Charles and just the more recent work that Lisa has been doing. So thank you, Amy Colvin, Director of Fund Development and Marketing with the Lutheran Elementary School Association in St. Louis. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
And Mark Deberich, principal of Zion Lutheran School in St. Charles, Missouri. Thank you so much for joining me today.
You bet. Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
Showing support for KFUO is now easier than ever. You can sport a KFUO shirt, swag, or even socks by visiting our online store. Go to KFUO.org/store and order high-quality KFUO-branded merch. You no longer need to wait for our annual share-a-thon for a chance to show your KFUO spirit. Visually share and wear this ministry out in the world by checking out our selection. Every purchase helps to support our proclamation of Christ for you, anytime, anywhere. Go to KFUO.org/store.